A&M Leasing Studios.
You're rolling with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
All right, hour number four of the G-Bag Nation live from the Comerica backyard. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, the Super Bowl champion Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander back in match control, Gavin Dawson on vacation. Send that man some love on socials as we are getting you set for Rangers and Tigers. We will have G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30, LA Live with Lucius Alexander at 5:40. Thank you so much for rocking with us as we head into the 4th of July weekend. Joined now here at the Globe by the one and only Jared Sandler. Jared, how are you, bro? It's good to see you in person.
It's nice seeing you guys. It's great being in DFW. We haven't been doing a whole lot of that recently.
I didn't realize just how nuts the road schedule was.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, honestly, selfishly, we probably enjoy some of the East Coast stuff.
Yeah, you get off. Yeah.
But, like, now that you're off air, you're just describing, like, damn, the Rangers have not been home much.
Yeah, so 50 road games, 87 games total, just the third team this century to play 50 of their first 87 games on the road. Wow. So, like, you know, and the Rangers, as an organization, did this in 98 or 99. So first time since then. But yeah, kind of bizarre. I mean, like, we just finished the third three-city trip. We're not even at the All-Star break. You go most seasons with just two-city trips, maybe one. Mm-hmm. I don't know the last time the Rangers had three-city trips in a year, let alone, like,
wow.
I mean, you know, the first 3 months of the season.
Has that maybe been a positive to help this team have a winning record?
I was thinking about that. You know, the offensive numbers, so the record itself, well, they're 500 on the road, so a game over 500 at home, that's how the math works out. But the offensive numbers are considerably better on the road than at home. You know, I always hear people talk about, like, you really bond on the road more so than at home. I think it was probably good for this team to have success over a long road trip like they did. I don't think that hurts from, like, a unity standpoint. Not that they needed that. I don't want that to come off as, like, oh, man, they really needed some team bonding. But I think that stuff always helps, especially, you know, with some of the adversity that they dealt with over that road trip with guys, you know, getting hurt. IL moves, are there 17 transactions over those 10 games?
That's wild.
But, yeah, they got to figure out how to win at home because, you know, they have, let me do the math here, for 44 home games left. And, you know, that's hopefully if you play beyond 162, you maybe get another, you know, few cracks at home. So they got to figure out how to score runs at home like they've been doing on the road.
We selling Nicky Lopez jerseys up in here. Where can I get mine?
What a run he's been on. I guess it happens in basketball. It definitely happens in football where a guy has a pop year, right?
Yeah.
And maybe it's the sign of what's to come. Maybe it's just a one-off. I don't know that we have it. I guess like Yogi Ferrell, right? Like I just think like Mavs.
Yeah.
But like I don't feel like it happens in as impactful of a way just because of the way basketball is. You're always going to just funnel things through your stud. Whereas in baseball, whether you're the stud or you're Nicky Lopez, who wasn't even in the organization when the year started, you each bat once every nine times, right? So, like, it's not like I can call plays so that, you know, Jock Peterson bats, whatever it is, right? I don't know what the future holds for Nicky Lopez. I'll tell you, I have, and I'm not alone, we have all enjoyed like crazy watching him play. Because, and this is such a generic thing, and I sometimes roll my eyes when I hear people say this, he's a baseball player.
Yeah.
Like, he does everything well. He runs the bases well. He might not be a 40, you know, stolen base guy, but gosh darn it, like, fundamentally does everything really well. Defensively, will play multiple positions. He does it well. He competes his ass off in the box. He's a left-handed hitter, and when he faces a lefty, he still, like, finds a way to compete. We always talk about, like, obviously, you're all-star type players. Like, those guys help you win. But you need other types of players. You're not going to have nine all-stars in all likelihood. I know the Dodgers have tried, and they've come pretty close. But you got winning baseball players. I don't care what Nicky Lopez's role is. I don't care, you know, where he is, how he's doing, unless he just can't get a hit to save his life. Like, that's a guy that you want on a team that's trying to win. Whether he's playing every day or not, that's a guy I want in my clubhouse. That's a guy I want in the lineup when it makes sense. And right now, it makes sense pretty much every damn day with the way he's playing. But, man, it's been a lot of... I'm not trying to, like, oversell. Like, he's not an all-star. That's not his game.
Sure.
But, like, for a guy who has bounced around, probably learned a lot along the way, it's easy to root for a guy like that.
Sounds like you're painting the picture of a championship glue guy.
I mean, I don't know what the Rangers are going to do this year, but, like, yeah, like, Nicky Lopez is that type of guy. That if you told me Nicky Lopez was on the World Series roster for a team that won the World Series, if you told me he was batting third and playing short every day, I'd probably I wouldn't have bet on that.
Yeah.
But if you tell me that he had a meaningful role on that team, yeah, I believe that 100%.
Back in the lineup playing short, Cam Collier, guy in center field. Edwin Diaz DHing as you got the lefty lineup here against Framber Valdez.
Why are you laughing?
Edwin Diaz.
I love it. I think he's on it. Baseball Eric.
I'm on it, man. I've actually been scared of his name, you know, for a little while because I didn't know exactly, like, Elias. It's Elias.
Elias.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said.
Hey, but if Edwin Diaz was Edwin playing center, that'd be pretty good.
That'd be
who the hell
sick.
Is it? Edwin is a player, isn't he?
Would he still,
he's the closer. He's the,
yeah, would he still get the walkout?
That's why
would he still get the walkout
song?
That's
why
I would have. I wouldn't have mentioned anything, but his face perked up. And Baseball
know.
Eric.
He didn't.
Elias is my guy.
Hey.
Elias Diaz. I'm so sorry, the Elias family.
So credit to the front office.
Both those moves.
Hey, Jared Hammond just said, what's up, Jared? I like Jared. We went on a trip together.
We did. We went to Columbus.
He's the couch sharder.
He's the what?
Oh, yeah, couch sharder.
He sharded on my couch. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he still has the couch.
Well, I'm going to get rid of it when we move.
He is going to get rid of it.
But
that's awesome.
It was.
Dude, that's big. Is it a comfortable couch?
It was.
I got it cleaned, and I can't really look at it the same way.
Oh, you still have trouble?
Yeah. PTSD.
Just, I don't sit in that spot.
And the S is for sure.
It's a crappy situation.
Jared does sit in it when he comes over
the house. It really is.
Gets a little smelly.
It was smelly.
So front office deserves a lot of credit. It's not easy to find a catcher in the middle of the season who can do more than just kind of fill a role and, like, be a placeholder for a few weeks. Elias Diaz has been an asset behind the plate, you know, with his arm, and he's obviously, you know, been an asset at the plate.
Yeah.
Again, you're not building a lineup around him, but you're not asking him to be that type of a player for you. You're asking him to be a backup catcher, and he's played in a way where it's like he's kind of splitting time and maybe even getting more looks at, you know, during stretches. You know, he's done a nice job. Homered yesterday. I don't want to say it was meaningless. It wasn't meaningless, but it didn't end up making a difference. But he's got some pop, and you know, with where the Rangers are right now with their lineup, they need, you know, they got both catchers in the lineup, right, against the lefty. So you're no Peterson, no Carter, no Smith, one more, I'm forgetting. No, well, there's not Osuna. Osuna's in there, right? I think that's
Carter
in there.
Did you say Carter?
Nimmo. Nimmo would normally be in there. I think they're giving him another day. They put him on the IL. If not, I think he's going to be in there on Saturday. Because the off day Friday, you give him today, give him Friday. I would say, though, because they're not putting him on the IL, the minute the Tigers go to their bullpen, if they have a righty, I think he would be an option off the bench, perhaps.
How do you explain with Foscue how that's kind of worked for him?
Like, why has he been so good against lefties?
The way he's been playing, is it just the fact that he's gotten more time and he's not looking over his shoulder, worrying about, he's more comfortable playing? But, I just kind of been impressed because I always felt like when he's been called up, I felt like that it was always one or two, three at-bats and then, you know, back down to the minors.
You're right.
But he looks like, to me, and I guess you could say that for several of these players out there, that they look more comfortable now with their roles that they're having. Yeah.
So there are a few things. One, I think that they would have loved to have given him a little bit of a runway, but when he did get in there, and it's not always fair.
Yeah.
But he wasn't producing, and then he would get hurt. Right.
Yeah.
You know, he's dealt with some injuries and stuff. The lack of defensive position also didn't make it easy because you couldn't just say, well, I'll give this, you know, Eric's off today, Zach's off tomorrow, Broadus is off the next day, and I can put Justin in all three of those spots, right? He's done a nice job at second when he's been given the opportunity. He's having to play second today, I think, right? But he's been healthy. After getting hurt in spring, he's been healthy.
Right.
And he's performed. You know, I don't want to say that had he not performed his first two games, he wouldn't have gotten opportunities. I think the Rangers, you
know,
were looking.
Hits, yeah.
But he produced right away. Yeah. And he's been so good against lefties. And for some guys, it's just seeing the ball. Some guys, their swing is just built better to hit certain types of pitching. Mm-hmm. It's different for different guys, but he's been great against lefties. He's in there again against a lefty tonight.
Is it fair to say you can't be one of the 25 if you don't play multiple positions on this team?
Okay, so with the way that they platoon certain guys,
sure,
it's really tough. Now, if you're Corey Seager, right?
Well,
but you're talking about as a whole. Yeah, I mean,
it's
other
really
than the
hard.
Catcher,
yeah.
And yeah, you know, if you think about it, like, Osuna, I mean, they've even given him reps at first, not in games,
right,
but just in case.
Right.
Josh Young is obviously a third baseman, but Smith, Duran, you know, Evan Carter's not playing infield. He can play all three outfield positions.
Right.
Brandon Nimmo could probably play all three outfield positions if you needed. You know, I'm just trying. Jake Berger is a first baseman only, but I mean, gosh, he played every infield position in his career.
Yeah,
a lot
I just
of second
wonder,
and third.
It just seems like this team is built with flexibility, and maybe it's out of necessity.
If you're going to platoon, which the Rangers have a lineup that lends to that, right? You know, guys like Jock Peterson, Josh Smith, Evan Carter. You're going to platoon, then you've got to have flexibility because you can't always make one-for-one switches. It can't always be right in line, right? You want to be able to – and then if you're going to pinch run and stuff like that, it's not always going to be a direct positional switch. So you got to be able to have that flexibility to plug the holes.
Jared Sandler with us here on the Fan. Ben Peoples getting called up. Winston Santos getting sent down. Monty, I guess, good news. He's going to AAA now for his rehab. But what can you tell us about Ben Peoples?
Well, and Cody Bradford threw a live BP today, so that's also a good step in the right direction. You know, what I can tell you about Ben Peoples, I mean this with all the respect in the world, when your daughters are like 10 and 8, and you ask like friends, like, hey, who's like, you know, in Plano West, like, what do you know about Ben Peoples? Oh, he's a good kid, makes good grades. Do you think he could babysit? Like, he kind of has that look about him. Like, he's
really?
Probably,
okay.
Yeah. He, not physically imposing, but my goodness, his numbers are pretty good. So, the data info I have, mid-90s fastball, high 80s slider, high 80s changeup, ERA in the twos in AAA. I mean, it's tough to always look into that, but the more strikeouts than innings pitch, you know, he's a pretty good strikeout rate. Walks have been a little tiny issue, but doesn't give up a lot of damage. Again, that's AAA. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what sort of a contribution he can make for this to this bullpen. But power arm hopefully can miss some bats.
I wanted to ask you about Mackenzie Gore yesterday after the game. Now that we're, you know, first half of the season's done. Last year, first half, he's an all-star. Second half doesn't go well. Mixed results in the first half here in Texas. Hope is maybe it's the opposite and he goes on an outstanding run. But, like, how would you evaluate his first half as a Ranger?
You know, it really, like, it's very Martin Perez-like in that if you look at his line, even that Blue Jay start, 7 innings, 3 runs, it's all in one inning. Right? It's not 3 one-run innings. It's 1 3-run inning. Yesterday, I think all the runs he gave up, right, were in that second inning, 5-run inning, and it just kind of snowballed quickly. I enjoy watching him pitch. I think he competes at a high level. I think when you give up 5 runs in the second inning and it feels like a 100-degree day, it's easy to just kind of punt. The way he bounced back, or did he give it? Was it 5 or 6? Yeah, 5.
Five innings.
5 and, like, needed efficient fourth and fifth innings to get through five, right? I really enjoy the way he competes. You know, he there's obviously steps forward, efficiency, not letting that one inning get away, consistently throwing strike one. I mean, you're not going to do it every time, but I've been impressed with the Mackenzie Gore we've gotten after April. You know, I think it took a little bit of an adjustment and then thought, you know, he's done a nice job. But it's also fair, and this is a credit to him, when you watch him pitch and you see the flashes where, you know, he gets out of the 5 innings, 4 scoreless, you're like, let's do it. Let's do it a little.
Yeah.
And it's in there. And, you know, I think that, you know, we've seen some progress and hopefully we'll see more.
Are we going to hit around Fromber tonight?
Man, I hope so. He hasn't been very good this year based on the standard he set, right? Career worse.
Karma related.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Career worst strikeout rate.
He was bleep hole of the year.
Yep.
Award winner in MLB last year.
Unanimously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right out of Jared Hannon's bleep hole. But he's had success here.
Yeah, yes.
In this park. He's had success against the Rangers, but I don't know. You know, it's weird. He doesn't throw a lot of pitches in the strike zone, but he does get a lot of chases. We'll see. Well, you know, he started more games against the Rangers than any team in his major league career. He's got success and experience facing this team and this being in this ballpark.
Can I get 60 seconds of soccer out of you?
What do you think
of the game last night? Red card, and I think offside sucks. The floor is yours.
Yeah. I wish you could appeal the red card. You know, I usually ask my dad about all referee decisions. He's in Israel right now, so I've been able to ask him.
Oh.
I didn't love it. I think given the suspension, like if there's no suspension attached, I think it's easier. But you shouldn't make the call based on that. Malik Tillman's free kick was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what happens after that. It's still just a one-goal game. You're playing now another 10 to 15 minutes down a man. That's not easy to do. I thought the back line was great. The way that once Flo got the red card, they were able to, keep Bosnia from really doing a whole lot. Belgium's interesting. They're an older group, right? They had their golden era 8 years ago, maybe remnants of that 4 years ago. Lukaku, De Bruyne. I mean, these guys are older, and they just played a full extra time match, scoring at the very end. How much will that make a difference? I don't know. Home field. But I'll say this. Belgium's a lot more organized up front with the attacks they're able to put together. So it's going to really test the U.S. Defensively. And then, you know, who's going to step up with Flo, you know, not being available? Who's going to be that guy? I think they've got options. But this might also be a game where you really need Christian Pulisic and Weston McKennie to create from the middle and make it easier for the guy up front, whoever that's going to be. Mm-hmm. And we have seen them go, you know, Poch went with a two striker approach in one of the group stage matches. Maybe they change up the formation, change up the approach. That it'll be fun, though. And I'm looking forward to England-Mexico in Mexico City. You better believe I'm nervous. Yeah, I mean, I'm nervous for both. I U.S. number one, England number two. Yeah. But I'd love to see England win. I know that's going to upset a lot of Hispanic fans. Right. Near and dear to the Rangers' heart, but I want to see England and Harry Kane for sure.
Say that on Tejas.
Your guy Harry Kane.
Well, it's Thursday thing. If it was Viva Tejas, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, we're used to being out here on a Friday. I guess.
Yeah,
Jared, you're the man. Thank
see
you
guys.
So much, brother.
Love you.
Miss you guys.
Win streak started tonight. There he goes, Jared Sandler. He'll have your Rangers pre and post on RSN tonight. One of our favorites in our partner in crime here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, let's get to the G-Bag of the day at 5:30. We got LA Live at 5:40. That's next here in the G-Bag Nation.
All right, it's the commercial-free expressway, courtesy of the on-time experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Stars, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Love It Star podcast. That's an Odyssey podcast that you can find on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. The G-Bag Nation here live at Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers and Tigers. It is a who's who. Just a dominant crowd tonight for the Seager bobblehead. You got the bingo stuff going down right here. It is absolutely rocking at Globe Life Field. Come say hello if you're swinging over to the game tonight. G-Bag of the day here in just a moment, as well as LA Live on a ladies' night. How about that? Now, we did get some injury updates when it comes to the Texas Rangers, courtesy of Sean McFarland. Brandon Nimmo on track to return this weekend. So that is encouraging. Not in the lineup tonight. Jack Leiter played catch today. Another encouraging sign. You have Cody Freeman undergoing surgery. Could be back within a month. And Cody Bradford throwing live BP. And we'll throw one more before his rehab assignment. So that'll be nice to get Bradford and his just impeccable extension back on the
mound. Hell yes, baby. Yeah, the extension. That's important to you.
Texas Rangers.
The extension.
Now, the other thing that I missed in the rim sesh earlier, did you see that during the NBA Summer League, they're going to be testing out a new rule that they've had in the G League? And it comes down to the free throw stuff.
Oh.
And it's the one free throw rule. And it's going to be tested at the upcoming NBA Summer League. So basically, with this rule, any foul that would typically result in 1, 2, or 3 free throws under standard NBA rules will instead result in a single free throw attempt. So if you get fouled at the three-point line, you're taking a shot. It's a three-point play, right?
Right.
You got 3 free throw attempts.
Right.
They're going to just consolidate it down to 1 free throw attempt. If you make it, you get all 3 points. If you miss it, you get none of them.
Oh, wow.
Does that make sense?
Wow.
So they're trying to speed up the pace of play, basically.
Wow.
And so instead of sitting around for, I don't know, 30 to 60 seconds waiting for somebody to knock down three free throws. Yeah. You're just going to get one attempt, and if
I
you make
like
it,
that.
You get
I
all
like
three.
That. Yeah.
I mean, I just – I don't totally hate it, but I just feel like now the foul baiting is going to get even more egregious. Now, in the final 2 minutes of the game, like final 2 minutes of the fourth quarter and all of overtime, it goes back to standard NBA rules when it comes to the free throws. But if the NBA ever adopted this, you'd have a guy going, okay, let me try and bait a foul from the three-point line, and all I got to do is make one free throw, and I'm getting all 3 points. You know, like I think that the repercussions of this could make the actual game just that much more unwatchable with the foul baiting. Like, I get fouled from the three-point line. I know I only got to knock down one free throw, you know? So it's a little bit weird. We'll see how it plays. Yeah. They've been doing it in the G League. I just don't watch the G League, so I haven't really seen how it affects the rest of the game. But that's something that the NBA is going to run out and try out during the NBA Summer Leagues. All right, the G-Bag Nation live from Globe Life Field. We have the Bingo Man in the background. Perfect time as we go back into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
Isn't that amazing?
It's chaos, Lucius. It's chaos.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to go from now until the end of the show.
Yeah, I believe it. To pull the curtains all the way back, this is probably the hardest part of my job right here.
Yep.
Because LA Live and G Bag of the Day starts right when the DJ says, you know, I'm going to turn this thing all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn it all the way up. Hardest part. All right, G Bag.
Now you get megaphone bingo guy.
He is going crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to do my gig.
Wow.
DJ, he was not too happy with DJ. No. Got up and told him to, like, haul his ass down a little further down the road. He kind of looked like, at DJ like.
That poor guy's just trying to do a job.
He is trying to do a job.
He's wearing a blazer that says Bingo Night all over it. It's incredible.
DJ gave him a shoe?
Yeah,
yep.
He did.
Yep. Gave him a shoe.
Appreciate you, DJ. I appreciate you, fam. Hey, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Fueled by East Dallas Diesel. Going for two today. It's from the unhinged and sadistic mind of Bobby Belt from the morning show, the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of those fools is Chop? It's AI Daughters. Daughters. I almost said Broadus.
AI Daughters.
Dawson and Broadus together. Daughters.
Daughters.
Yes, AI Dawson. Now, if you're not familiar, our QB in the G-Bag Nation, Gavin Dawson, he can switch from one conversation to another conversation with reckless abandon. So Bobby had a fake Gavin Dawson showcase, you know, Gavin Dawson's skills right here, if you will.
I mean, I think we've all just watched in horror about these riots, you know, the last couple days in Charlottesville. But again, that's nothing compared to the riots, of course, that Cowboys fans are having right now after Ezekiel Elliott was suspended for 6 games yesterday by Roger Goodell. Stephen Hawking was just this larger-than-life figure, not only in science, but in classrooms, lecture halls, and even pop culture for several decades, you know? And he will be missed. Salute. All right, Nation. Speaking of ALS, all's the Mavs needed last night was 13 from Dirk Nowitzki. God. They beat the Knicks 110-97. I just think we were all stunned yesterday, you know, when we started to see that news come out about Kobe. And, you know, you're just saying to yourself, that can't be real. But it was. Speaking of Kobe, we're a little under 81 days to the Masters now. It's a historic day, obviously, at the Supreme Court with the Roe v. Wade ruling. Well, we're going to hit a board a little early this evening as well. Rangers at Nationals pregame begins here in about 30 minutes. Certainly all of our thoughts and prayers are with DeMar Hamlin after last night. Mavs were on the good end of a collapse last night as the Rockets blew an 18-point lead in the second half. Yeah, you see some of those reports, and apparently Rob Reiner had tried to get his son help for years, even just really recently. All right, Nation. Cowboys fans are also trying not to lose their heads after yesterday's loss to the Vikings.
Oh, my gosh, man. So when you do the AI thing, Bobby has to write that, and then the Dawson AI voice does that, right? So Bobby wrote that.
Yeah, he wrote that.
What a sick guy.
Yeah, he's a sicko. And maybe he had help from ChatGPT, but he's talented.
He's still sick. Still super sick.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? These guys are big news lately. Let's go to New York City. LaGuardia, the air traffic control, was talking to a NYC helicopter pilot about the couple that was on top of the Empire State Building.
Yes.
By the way, you seen those guys?
Oh, yeah.
They're models.
Yeah, they've done this before. Okay. I think they've done this in China as well.
Wow.
These guys are models. Like, I don't know if they're really models. I'm saying how they look. They look like models, bro.
So they're like Instagram famous?
I don't know. They're darn beautiful. Pause. They are. Mickey and Mallory right there from Natural Born Killers went out the killing spree. But listen to these guys talk. It's so New York.
Yeah, what's all the hoopla going on over there?
Two geniuses climbed to the top of the Empire State Building, the top of the spire.
Oh, that's awesome. It's not some worker changing a light, is it?
Nah, it's a male, female, dressed in black. They had some flag they were waving when they were up at the top. And he just proposed to her.
He just proposed to
just
her.
Just proposed.
How dare this idiot propose to her? He dropped the ring, too. He dropped it on the floor.
Yeah.
What is that he turned up in the background now? This is crazy.
It's unbelievable.
It's insane, dog.
Oh, it's the balls. It's the balls are going.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. It's been an awesome week for
I'm so sorry.
I'm just fighting through a dog. It's been an awesome week for NBA conversations with the draft and then free agency and whatnot. Let's go to NBC Boston. Brian Scalabrine, a.k.a. the White Mamba.
The White Mamba.
Giving a shout-out to a kid that got scooped up on a team, and this kid was in Brian Scalabrine's basketball camp before.
See, my boy Caravan just got picked.
He did? Who'd he go to?
He went to Cleveland. Caravan went to my basketball camp as a youngster.
The Kings.
So for all you guys that want to make it to the NBA, you know where to do.
So the Kings traded for him, so it was the Cleveland pick, but it's going to Sac.
Oh, it's going to Sac?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
That's a perfect way to end this thing.
Maybe don't go to my camp.
I don't know.
You're with him on the Kings.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that. Maybe you don't want to go to my camp.
Yeah.
It's not working out for you. How about this one? Governor of NYC, Kathy Hochul. Hochul, is that her name? Hochul or Hochul?
I think it's Hochul.
Okay. Well, this is really bad. It was having a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Buffalo Bills new stadium, and she tried to get a Bills chant going, and it just fell apart.
Oh, let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! All right, seriously? you gonna win a championship season with that kind of enthusiasm? Men and women of labor, you know what I'm talking about. Let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! All right, we got to give this place some good karma, right?
Dang, bro. You can't even... They must hate you so much because Bill's Mafia, it takes nothing for them to go rabid.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! All right, seriously?
Seriously, guys. Yes, ma'am. Seriously. Yes, ma'am. Stop the chanting.
Gotta get home for lunch, honey.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Oh, my gosh. Telemundo Deportes, the Spanish call of Malik Tillman's free kick yesterday.
La carrera de Tillman. Ahí va Tillman.
Bro,
wow.
That was awesome.
It's like 35 seconds of hang time right there in that guy's lungs.
Goal!
Do you prepare for that, or are you just born with that? Do you build up that capacity?
I think you've got to work towards that. I don't know if you're born. Maybe you're born with it. Maybe that's just a gift from God.
That's amazing, dude. He met the moment.
He did.
100%. Sure did. As I was pulling up to the house yesterday, that goal happened. And I just heard my old girl screaming in the house. Ah! I was like, oh, my gosh, she's drunk.
Just get back in the car.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
Drunk gymnast soccer.
Oh, my God.
Not again.
Yeah, but it was just the soccer or the football. Excuse me, the football.
The football.
Yeah. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend, Dr. Pastor, and politician, Mr. Frederick Douglass Haynes, over at the Wild Wild West, Friendship West Baptist Church. I think this maybe got lost in translation. Maybe the accents make it sound like they're saying something else. Or maybe we just need more context. But it sounds like they're singing chicken wings and fried rice.
Chicken wings for fried rice. Chicken wings for fried rice. Chicken wings for fried rice. Chinese.
I can see Eric sitting there during praise and worship service like, dude, you hungry, bro? Getting kind of hungry, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I'm definitely clock watching at that point. When are we getting out of here?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, man. That's it, fam.
That is incredible. Okay, is it the one-time champ AI Dawson from the psycho brain of one Bobby Belt? Is it the insane New York Climbers air traffic control play-by-play? Is it the White Mamba shout-out, don't go to my camp, as a matter of fact? Is it the New York City mayor couldn't get anything out of Bill's Mafia? Are you kidding me? They must hate you. Is it the Spanish call of Tillman's amazing goal, or is it your church clip, chicken wings and fried rice worship? Wow.
Chicken wings.
You were right, man. John Blaze today.
And fried rice.
I'm going to go.
And
I'm
I said
that
like four more I could hit you with, but I didn't even get to them.
Oh, no. Hit us.
Couldn't even empty the clip yet.
Couldn't even empty the clip, bro.
All right. Give me the Spanish call of Tillman's amazing goal. That was outstanding. Lucius, what say you?
Oh, man, that is pretty good. Chicken wings and fried rice.
Here we go. 1-1. Wolchuk.
I'm going to vote for A.I. Dawson.
There we go.
There we go.
Tied at one, Broadus.
Yeah, it's a champ.
Here we go. Now you're two-time champ, A.I. Dawson, from the dark mind of Bobby Belt. There it is. We'll have the champ replayed for you on Monday at 2:20. And another batch of contestants at 5:30 on Monday. Now, we stay in the Pimp Cup for a Thursday edition of LA Live.
I got some John Blaze on Monday, too, bro. I got some good stuff just sitting here, man. Let's get into a Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the Toxic. But great, Rick James.
All right, you squares. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
The guy that we have that mows our yard is my wife. It's free, which is nice. I don't care for the tone it is mowed in. She wanted to mow it. And I was like, look, that's fine, but I want you to go tell every neighbor that you choose to do this. I don't want to always be getting stopped, like, you the guy that makes his wife mow the yard?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I got my mom on the roof right now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's up there with Fred. Shout out to Fred.
Fred. Hey,
this is LA Live for Thursday, July 2nd. July 2nd, 2026. It is a Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks.
Now on some serious funk, y'all. We're busting out on the farm.
Hey, hey.
We're busting out on some serious funk, y'all.
One time for all the Tolo ladies that listen to this here station, you are appreciated. Even if you're a passenger princess and you didn't pick this station, but you're vibing anyway.
We love you.
We love you. We sure they do. LA Live is brought to you by Metro Flow Plumbing. Shout out to those blue collar ballers out there, all right? Those blue collar ballers. Now, I'm not going to give you a weekend warning going into the holiday weekend, but remember to avoid the law dogs because the judge will not see you until Monday, starting right now.
Yeah.
Starting right now,
right
bro.
Now.
Right now, fam.
Yeah.
So be careful out there. Be careful out there. Now, I wasn't able to do an LA Live last Thursday, but LeVar Ball was on a stream with Neon.
Oh, no.
The streamer Neon, all right?
Okay.
And LeVar let it be known that him and his wife, Mrs. Ball,
yeah,
of 30 years, are split up. They're done.
She punted him.
Shut up,
she lasted that long. She punted him, Lucius.
Brian, shut up, bro. Why are you saying it like, have a heart.
Come on, Lucius.
He can't punt.
You know why he got punted.
Hold on.
He lost his leg.
Hold on. I'll let him tell you what happened first real quick.
You know, with my wife, you know, who Tina decided to go her own way. That's why you don't see it right here. But she want to go do something else. That's fine with me. We had our run. So even though she had the stroke and getting older, she would never be like, oh, man, she was always beautiful in my eyes until you say, I want to go do something else.
Yeah.
Now you're not as beautiful to me again.
Whew. And the internet ate her up.
Yeah.
I was watching this the whole time. The internet ate this old lady up. They said, oh, that's awful. She had a stroke and he stood by her side during that stroke. Now he done lost a leg and she's running out of his life.
Oh, no.
After 30 years. That's how it looks, right? Well, Lonzo Ball addressed it on the Ball in the Family podcast. Now, I would hate to have to address things that are going on with my mom and dad. But if you're a public figure, I guess you have to, especially if your dad talks as much as LeVar Ball does.
He does.
You got to have to do something at some point. But he addressed it, and I appreciate it.
She's good. My pops is good. They obviously don't f*** with each other. But I f*** with them both. And she was not wrong at all. She did not leave him because he lost his foot. That's a myth that was put out there. But my dad did a great job raising us. My mom did a great job raising us. They didn't work out, and it is what it is, man. They're both doing well, and I love them both.
Mr. Broadus, why do you think she bounced after 30 years of marriage? And it's successful. Like, all their kids are success stories at this point.
Yeah. I think it has to do with the being the loss of limb. I do.
Ooh.
I do.
Go deeper.
He doesn't have a limb. How about that?
He's not able to go deeper.
He doesn't have. He has no more limbs.
He can't really pelvic thrust.
He can't balance. Lack of balance, maybe.
Damn.
Maybe it's something she'd been wanting to do for a long time. She finally got the courage.
He seems pretty insufferable.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I could see that being a lot. 30 years of that.
She's had enough, right?
I don't blame her.
Is that what you're thinking, Lucius?
Yeah, I have my suspicions on why Mama Ball bounced out of LeVar Ball's life.
Was he doing a little something on the side?
I don't think he was doing a little something on the side. I mean, if you're sneaking around with one leg, oh my God, that's so damn disrespectful, bro.
The crutch walk of shame.
Yeah, if you do it, get out of here, fam.
The scooter of shame.
Yeah, the handicap part of it probably, right? You think?
Well, on that stream with the streamer Neon, LeVar Ball has a new girlfriend. And they're preparing some chili soup for Neon. And just listen how LeVar Ball talks to the new girl. This is the new girl.
Yeah.
This ain't 30 years of marriage. This is the brand new girl. Listen to how he talks to her.
No. Amar, did you give him a spoon to eat over here and a fork? I told you to get this stuff over here.
He's talking to her. I told you to get this stuff over here. Did you go do that, do this?
Spoon. A spoon. Spoon. Help me out, man. Moving slow.
Wow. You moving slow.
Moving slow.
Okay.
In front of company?
Wolfchuck was right. He was right.
In front of company, bro? Hold on, there's more.
Take one, but you got to give him a napkin first, Amar, so they can put it's a napkin right here. Amar, do what I tell you and we good. Do what I tell you and we good. Napkin. There you go. It takes so long to get a napkin. This is all you do. Facts. You take all day to get a napkin. You're moving slow.
Jeez. Do what I tell you to do and we good. You moving slow. Yeah, this man has one leg and is talking to his girlfriend like she's on his AAU squad.
Yeah.
Talk to me like crazy. That, bro. I will hide your little fake leg from you. I will take it from you. I will hide it. I will put it upstairs and make you limp up there and get it. Watch how you talk to me, bro.
That is an all-in move right there. I love that. Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be careful if you got one leg. She could really take advantage of him there. But that is crazy. That means his wife had been talked to like that
for over 30 years.
Yeah, yeah. She got tired
there's,
of that.
There's
she
no did. Way.
Wolchick was right.
Credit to her for even yeah. lasting that long. My
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah, he sounds just like a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor LeVar Ball right there. One leg and still ornery. Just ornery. Just ornery. Speaking of streamers, do y'all watch any streamers? You guys watch streams?
No,
but I see clips.
I saw a streamer reach out for help. Looking, is it iSpeed? Is that guy? Is that
iShowSpeed?
iShowSpeed.
Oh, he was just recently here at the World Cup.
Okay,
match.
Well, he's out there in Los Angeles, right? Or no, San Francisco. And his plane got canceled. So he's looking to get a plane.
He's big time.
Yeah, he's trying to get a plane. He's obviously a charter guy. He charters his own stuff.
I mean, he makes a ton
of
money.
Yeah, so his plane, so he's trying to get to the Argentina match.
Okay.
Is what he's doing. And he's asking people in San Francisco, hey, anybody got a plane
to go
I could use.
I'm sure he found one.
Yeah.
Because people love him. I mean, like, I'll see the neon stuff pop up, the Nelk Boys. I'll see some of these streamer stuff pop up on like TikTok, but I've never sat down and watched one of these.
No.
Yeah, I've been watching some streaming lately, and it's like 2 hours, 3 hours worth of streaming. It's like maybe three moments of good highlights in that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but I'm not hating on it.
Feel like you're watching a soccer game or something?
Yeah. I got to speed it up every once in a while. I don't feel like I'm missing something, you know, like how the young kids watch it on faster mode.
Who's the guy that does the streams that he smokes on the side? I know there's a lot of guys that smoke, but he's got the kids that he's telling them to stay away.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa.
Okay, it's Wiz Khalifa. Okay.
Yeah.
He's streaming and he's smoking, and the kids are kind of coming around. He's like, no, kids, you gotta go.
Wow.
You gotta
yeah.
go.
He kicks his son out the room when he gets ready to light that tree up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I've been watching a lot of streamers but one streamer in particular as of late. It takes a long time to watch it. I got to watch it and fast forward sometime. But this kid named Dean the Great.
Okay.
Dean the Great. I didn't know anything about Dean the Great until he sparred boxer Keyshawn Davis.
Okay, so he tries to just fight random, like, MMA dudes.
MMA dudes, other streamers, anybody for attention.
Okay. And he's kind of a troll.
He is a troll. He is 100% a troll. Keyshawn Davis chewed that man off the bone when it comes to that little sparring. Mm. Dean the Great has been streaming with former boxing champion Adrian Bronner.
Oh, no.
I know y'all seen these clips, bro.
Yeah.
AB the virus that is not going away. and I like it sometimes because they dress up like twins.
Okay.
And they, you know, they do their little whatever they're doing.
No, I have not seen any of these. Damn.
Nah, man.
I need to look this up.
Nah, man. AB has been rocking this crazy large belly as of late. Large belly. Like,
seen that.
Yeah, like the inflation belly. Like, you know there's parasites going on in his belly right now. You know 100% there's going on. And I ain't belly watching either. You just can't help but see it. I'm not belly watching, bro. You just can't help but see it. Buddy is built like a hot water bottle. You see it, it's crazy looking.
Oh, wow.
Remember those hot water bottles used to be in your grandma's house?
Yeah, absolutely. Big red bottles, yeah.
Yeah, you used to play with it in the bathtub. Yeah. You didn't know what it was until you grew up. You're like, oh, my God. She let me play with that?
Yeah.
Jeez. By the way, on the fan text, what does AB stand for? What does AB stand for? While Jerry Saylor was on earlier, I wrote down Angus Beef. AB stands for Angus Beef.
Angus Beef's good.
I wrote down All Belly. AB stands for All Belly.
All Belly, yeah.
Alcohol and Beef.
Wasn't it Always Broke?
Always Broke was one of the old school ones.
Yeah.
Always BSing. That's one of the first ones I ever did. What was that? All Bad. AB stands for All Bad. Alcohol and Botches.
Mm.
All Burgers.
All burgers, yeah.
All beer. And you guys were talking about burgers earlier, too. Mm-hmm. And I thought AB's just stands for Arby's. Just stands for Arby's.
Arby's.
I love it.
Stands for Arby's.
Arby's.
He's got a couple of roast beef sandwiches in that belly right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does not look healthy.
Nah. But he's losing the belly a little bit, man. But he's looking crazy in the face. He's doing a whole lot of drinking. He's a pure stoned alcoholic. Yeah. And I can't lie. I've been nervously waiting for something weird to happen to AB. And he catches a strange case. I don't want him to catch a case. I want him to strive. But all that drinking and they're around girls partying, you never know what weird thing may happen. But so far, it's working out for AB. He's been staying out of trouble. He's making money. He can feed his kids, all of his kids.
There we go.
He's clearly feeding himself.
He's definitely doing that. And he's a millionaire again.
I ain't seen a number like that in years. All my baby mamas, they get a check tomorrow. What y'all doing for me is something that I can only dream about. I never knew that I would become one of the biggest streamers in the world. I really appreciate y'all. Without y'all, I can't take care of my kids. I got 11.
I said, that was 10.
Yeah. Wow. I seen that my telephone number in my bank account, man. I might throw a dime tonight, y'all. Y'all got me back living like I was back world champion, man.
No, don't do that.
One thing about my baby mamas doing, y'all get paid regular again, bitches. The numbers in my account has changed. You can't talk to me a certain way. I'm getting full off liquor today. Celebration.
Well, AB is a millionaire again, folks.
Good for him.
And he's going to get full on liquor to celebrate and maybe throw 10 stacks, $10,000 of the money that he needs to give to his 11 kids or 10, whichever one he doesn't know. But there it is. He's back in the game.
Wow.
AB, millionaire again. Only in America.
How is he making this money? Is this a streaming thing?
It's a streaming thing, bro.
Okay.
They're making that money. Hold on. What is it? Anheuser-Busch. AB stands for Anheuser-Busch. Antonio Brown. Oh, my gosh.
Always boozing.
Always boozing. All black. Okay, I'm not going to do that one. Hey, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black Monday, Lord willing, to the creek don't rise. Shout out to AB, man. Only in America. Holla.
Thank you very much, LA. There he is, Lucius Alexander, LA Live, every day at 540 here in the G-Bag Nation, unless we have earlier Rangers baseball, which did happen earlier this week. Okay, let's get you set around the bases. Tigers, Rangers, and who's the player the Rangers should trade for? That's next in the nation.